the Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're in Sligo this Wednesday for an all-chase card of jumps action. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line once again to look ahead to the action is Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, Mark. Thank you. You?
Yes, I'm very well indeed, thank you.
Good.
And
good.
Nice to see some decent jumpers back out as well tonight. This afternoon, sorry.
Yeah, it's an old chase card, isn't it? They have this every year here at Sligo, and then they stick a bumper on the end of it. Always got to stick a bumper on the end of every Irish meeting, of course. It's tradition. It's in the rule book. It's okay. There's a couple of really decent horses running here today, and the rest of it is just made up by beginners' chases. So, and they jump these portable fences as well. I always think I'm not a mad fan of backing horses up jumping portable fences. They just seem to come at funny angles here, and it's a tricky old track anyway. At the best of times, Sligo.
Okay, so I suppose it'd be a tricky track to make your chase debut, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, I mean, the fences won't be big and demanding, but they're, like I say, they're just awkward.
Yeah. Okay, well, that'll be interesting in a few of the races this afternoon, so let's get stuck into them. The ground is yielding to soft at the moment as well in Sligo, just in case anybody's wondering.
In Sligo. love it.
The 2:55 is the first race, and we start with a mare's beginner's chase over 2 miles and one furlong. And interesting, at the top of the betting, we have two JP McManus runners making their chase debuts together. Dressed to the Nines is the 8-11 favourite, and Speckled Wood is 7-2. And whilst Dressed to the Nines was rated £15 higher than the latter over hurdles, Speckled Wood would probably suit this distance more. So intriguing between the two. Andy, did you see it between those two, or is there something else in the race?
Oh no, definitely a match. Without a shadow of a doubt, the best horse running today is Dressed to the Nines. The horse I followed last season ever since she won in a very fast time at Nace, and I tipped her to win that Grade 2 Strawberry Hurdle at the Fairy House Festival, and she did so with aplomb as well, beating Zaidpour, of course, as a Grade 1 winner in his time for Willie Mullins. They were well clear of Societe Vray back in third. It was just a really good race, and she proved that she's one of the best mares in Ireland, now rated 145. It would have been interesting to see how Connections saw her future, really, from that point on, because, she wouldn't be a million miles away, sort of Grade 2, Grade 1 hurdle form and stays hurdle kind of categories. But they've obviously thought, well, no, we'll whack her over hurdle. She's still on the right side of the right age, and they're going to crack on with her career over fences. And this looks a reasonably easy start for her, obviously notwithstanding Specklewood being in the race. And with a clear round, I'd expect her to win this. 2 mile, one round here, stiff track, or stiff uphill climb anyway, on the back coming out the back straight should be ideal. Ground's fine, yielding to soft. And often you find in beginners chasing on, they are very, very competitive, but this one doesn't look to be that way. So they could have gone to Fairy House or Punchestown, something like that, early on the season, and probably bumped into four or five real top-class horses, and then she wouldn't have had such an easy race first time up. So I think this is quite a good start for her, and I expect her to win easily.
Okay. On to the second race then. This is at 3:25. Another beginner's chase over the 2 mile at one furlong trip, and Tealing Star is the favourite for this one at 11-4. And I suppose Tealing Star's on a bit of a recovery mission now after a couple of disappointing efforts last year, but did win first time out and goes well. From that, you'd presume that he goes well fresh. What do you make of him, Andy?
He's a funny one, really. I remember when he won at Listowel, he was backed heavily in the market to do so, and I tipped him at Limerick on his chasing debut, only for him to absolutely walk into the first one going down the back, and he deposited Barry Geraghty on the turf. He tried to make the running next time out in the chase, and he dropped away quite tamely. So there's questions to ask on two counts, really. He's well-being in general, and whether he's going to be quite so effective over this trip as well, up against one or two perhaps more pacier types. It's just because he is a point-to-pointer. So I'd probably pass him over at the prices anyway this morning. He's 11-4, 5-2 this morning. I think that's desperately short. That said, it isn't a particularly strong race. And, he wouldn't need to be, if he comes back to his best, he might be okay. But I quite like Back Off Mate here from the Arthur Moore stable. He's a horse who's been in great form throughout the the summer flat campaign. He's been ticked along quite nicely by Arthur Moore. He's been running really well in maidens, and as he did last time at the Curragh on the 14th of September in a handicap amateur rider race when he finished second to Plassey. That was a really good effort, and he was slowly away and he made some ground towards the back end of the race. But he's just been in really good nick. He now goes back over fences to see how he gets on in this field. He's still yet to win a race, but this has always been his game. He's by Old Vic out of a Be My Native mare. He's got the size and scope like a lot of Arthur Moore's horses have. And on his chasing debut, he was just a bit unfortunate, really. He jumped the first three fine, and then Bally Splendid and the lad fell in right in front of him at the fourth and brought him down, so it wasn't really his fault. So provided he's got no ill effects of that mishap, then he's got a good chance of getting back on track here. And he's around about 4-1 this morning. With a clear round, I think he should be in the frame. He's certainly got the flat speed and the fitness to be in the frame. Let's just hope he doesn't avoid any the sort of like riderless horses and horses that fall in front of him this time.
OK, so back off, mate, in the 3.25. Moving on to the 4 o'clock next. This is race 3 on the card, and we're into Handicap Company for this. It's a handicap chase over 2 miles and one furlong. And Muzak is the 5-2 favourite at the time of recording. And despite being 10 years old, he's belying his age a little bit, and he's still progressing at the ripe old age of 10. Andy, do you think he can keep improving?
I love Muzak, I do. He's absolutely different class, this horse is. What can you say about him, really? I mean, he's been probably going as long as I've been doing Irish podcasts. He's probably one of the most tipped horses I think I've ever put up. And he never lets me down. And I went against him last time at Gore, much to my irritation, after tipping him the time before in Ballinrobe. To be honest, I was quite taken by his effort the other day, because he was on good to firm ground. And that's the reason why I went against him, because I thought, well, all his best forms at Ballinrobe, all his best forms on soft ground, surely he can't win. But he belied me and his market opposition as well to win quite comfortably in the end. That was a step up in quality. That was a 0-140. So, you know, he's mixing in some decent tools now. He's rated 124. He certainly deserves to take his chance in this kind of race. And he's got form around Galway. He's won twice around there, which is similar to this track. He's also run well here around Sligo. He was second way back in 2010, but at least he's been around the venue before. Ground should be ideal, yielding to soft. And to be honest, a lot of these coming here in dodgy profiles and not exactly in the greatest of nick. So he's going to be difficult to beat again. I certainly won't want to oppose him readily. The danger looks to be Sean Aragon from the Mark McNiffstow, a yard that does really well here. He's also a course winner way back in 2011. He's in good nick, comes off the back of a good win at Cartmel and a good run the time before at Listowel. So I do think Sean Aragon's going to give the favourite moves at the most to think about. I think it is between them, because they seem to have everything in their favour, whereas others don't. And I'll just have to stick with Muzak. It's a bit unoriginal, but let's go with him while he's still in great heart.
Yes, stick with good old Muzak then in the 4 o'clock. On to the 4:35 next then, and this is another chase. This one's over 2.5 miles, and Tona Duderie is the even money favourite, and has been quite strong at the top of the betting as well. 11-10 into even money as we record this. Go all the way is 6-5. It's in 7-1 bar those two. So is it a straightforward match, Andy?
Yeah, it looks that way. Market has got it right this morning. Even money, Tona Duderie, 5-4, go all the way. I'd much prefer the chances here of Tona Duderie's, who is a little bit quirky. He doesn't always run his race, but if he does, I think he'll beat Go All The Way, who didn't really impress last time out to Killarney. But Tona Duderie's did when he won at Listowel at the festival. Stoner very well, despite one or two little iffy jumps down the back straight. He managed to get back on track and beat Ancient Days and Size and Symphony going away in the end. The key to him seems to be the tong tie and the cheek pieces, since those two contraptions have been fitted. He seems a much more reliable conveyance. The time before, he just didn't really get into any kind of rhythm down in Killarney, but the blinkers were on that occasion. The ground might have been a bit too quick for him. Things happened a little bit too fast, but on soft ground, it slows the others down. It enables him to get a bit of confidence in his races, and that's very much the key to this horse. Small fields are fine, as we proved last time out in Listowel. He should get a lead throughout this race as well, because there's a couple of front runners in the race. Shabra Charity likes to go off in front, and Go All The Way is a prominent runner as well, so he's just sitting behind the pace and should do them for a turn of foot coming up the hill. So Tona Duderie is quite a straightforward selection there in the 4:35.
Okay, on to the 505 next, and we're back into beginners chase company for this one. It's over 2.5 miles, and Kandinsky is the favourite this morning. He's the 3-1 favourite, and he seemed to like finishing second. He's finished second 6 of his 8 starts under rules, including in a bumper and over hurdles. I suppose the thought would be that going over fence is going to see a bit more improvement out of him. Do you agree with that, Andy, or are you looking to take him on here?
Well, it's a possibility that fences might change his fortunes, because he's a point-to-point winner, as you say, and but he's looked a real dodgepot on more than one occasion. He's come there canting. I remember in his national flat race days, 2 races running, he sauntered up to the front and looked as though he was going to win 100 yards. And then as soon as they pressed the button to ask him for his effort, he curled up quite dramatically. And that's always the worry when you take a short price about this fella. You know, he's likely to let you down. I think he's one of these horses in time will probably be a better horse when you back him in a big field and you saw like a 16-20-1 chance. And at least there's some upside in backing him each way at a big price. But while he's always trading at a short odds and you can't back him each way, I think he's always a bit of a dodgy proposition, and that's very much the way I see him today. He's going to be around about the 11-4, 3-1 mark. And the chances are that he'll do exactly the same as he often does, cruise round and then maybe not produce as much off the bridle. With that in mind, I think, you know, we could take him on here. Blissful Moment also doesn't really make too much appeal to me at the prices, considering he's only ever won one race and he's 0-5 going right-handed. He was okay the other day at Listar, but he did get well thrashed in the end in on soft ground, which probably isn't ideal either. Dancing Row, he was a bit iffy as well the other day. He looks a tricky ride down in Kilbeggan the other day. I tipped him on the podcast and he spent all the race stargazing, to be honest, in the first time blinkers, and he's not really the most reliable of horses either. So I do think there's one here that's absolutely massively overpriced if he takes defences first time up, and that's Battling Burrow. And I'm going to make this horse my nap of the day at the prices. I like to go for a good price nap every now and again. Gives the podcasters a bit of fun. There's no point me tipping an even money chance that everybody else can tip. So let's get stuck into Battling Burrow. Now, he's got some really good form over hurdles, including last time out over 2 miles, which nowadays is probably inadequate for him. That was at Listowel, but it was a good race behind Pink Coat, and he stayed on really well under top weight. He's won here before in the past. Now, when he did win that day here at Sligo, he was really impressive. He quickened up smartly to beat Churchfield champ and a choice bunch of decent handicappers at the time. He won't mind the ground, and he's got a bit of size and scope, and now's about the right time to send him over fences. And the fact that he's got form around here, trip looks ideal. He's usually a fair jumper anyway. Leads me to believe that Battling Burrow, with fewer convictions than most, is a massive each-way price at 10-1. And that's the reason I'm going to make him my nap, because I do think he's got a good chance of taking this with a clear round.
Okay, Battling Brew each way there. Then 11-1 on my screen as well, Andy. So even better, isn't it?
You're giving me an extra point there.
Yeah, have some of that. Nice one. Let's move on to the penultimate race, then, the 5:35, which is a handicap chase over 3 miles for this one. Large field here as well. We've got 16 of them in the lineup for this, and we're going 13-2 the field, and Bang On Form is the 13-2 favourite this morning. Who Said So was 13-2 joint favourite, but has just moved out to sevens. Lord Alfie is also on sevens. It's eights for the Lobster Catcher. Happy New Year, and Dear Boss is 9-1, and then it's 10-1 or bigger price as the rest. So there's plenty in here, Andy. Mightily open, wide open is what I'm trying to say. And one of the bigger prices that has been spotted is Naughty Molly, 16s into 10s. Interesting gamble there. So, what do you like here, Andy?
Sounded like the like street talk there. It's well open. It's well open, mate.
Yeah.
This 5:35 is well open, definitely. Bang On Form for me was probably the number one pick. Was already won here around this track. That was when it was ridden by Ruby Walsh one day over 2 miles. But since then has got very much more stamina in its make-up, and its last 2 or 3 runs have all come over distances beyond 2.5 miles. Last 2 runs over today's trip. A winner at Listowel over the hurdles 2 starts ago in a driving finish from Define. And then went to the Listowel Festival a couple of weeks ago and ran quite well, actually, but it was a very strongly run race. They won a good gallop that day. There was 2 or 3 front runners that burnt the field off, and Bang On Form, who went round the inside, never really got competitive, but certainly wasn't disgraced. That was a 0-27 handicap, and this is more this horse's cup of tea. I do think this horse goes well when he bullies weaker opposition. David Russell, good booking as well. He's ridden him before, so I quite like the chance of this horse. Soft ground, not a problem. Trip should be fine nowadays. One at the track, and I quite like the class drop angle here for Bang On Form, and hopefully he can return to winning form.
Okay. And finally then we finish in that bumper. It's the 6:05 and it's over 2 miles and 2 furlongs, so 2 miles and a quarter. And on with the party is the 5-2 market leader and has been supported from 100-30 this morning. But you know it pays to follow the money in these. And Fenice Molly is another one that's been backed 13-2 into 5-1 at the time of the recording, Andy. So a couple have attracted the money there. What do you like for the closing bumper?
Yeah, I'll stick with On With The Party. The form of that race that he was third in back in May reads quite well. A horse called Ange Balofra from the Normead Stable won the other day in a similar kind of contest. The fact that he's gone round the track as well stands him in good stead. They booked Nina Carberry, goes without saying, that's a major positive. And if you like, he looks as though he's just got fewer quirks than the main market rival here, Giant of a Man. There's no denying that Giant of a Man has got loads of ability, and that ability took him to the front the other day at Galway, only for him to chuck it away with a rather bizarre, peculiar run style in the latter stage. I don't think I've ever seen a horse zigzag. It was almost as if they put some cones on the track and he was wandering around on the running and he was like sliding in and out of them. It was quite incredible. He chucked it away. I mean, he should have won that day. But if he does that again, and this is a similar track to Galway, then, you know, you wouldn't want to be getting too excited about his chances, albeit I think he'll go quite well. So I'm going to stick with On With The Party. As I said, I just think he looks a little bit more reliable than his main market rival.
OK, as always then, Andy, let's have a nice little summary, if you will, before you go. Spin us through your selections at Sligo one more time.
Yeah, the class act of the day runs in the first, dressed to the nines. She should be winning first time up over fences with a clear round, touch wood. 2:35, a little bit more tricky. Coming back, Teeling Star with any degree of confidence at the present moment in time until he bounces back. So I'll go back off Mate, who's been in good form on the flat. Got to stick with Muzak in the 4 o'clock. He's just been brilliant for connections in the last year or two. Let's hope he can keep the good work going. Tone de Duderies looks as though he could win again in the 4:35. Certainly looks set up for him. My nap of the day in the 5:05, battling Baru. Do think he's overpriced at 10-1. If he can get that kind of price this morning, then I do think with a clear hand, first number of fences, he could certainly outrun those odds in the 5:35. Trappy old race, but bang on form. Top weight, 13-2, William Hill this morning. Looks fair each way over a track where he's gone well before. And in the final race, I'll stick with the tried and trusted formula of Nina Carberry and Charlie Swan in a bumper with On With The Party.
Fantastic. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Enjoy Sligo this afternoon and we'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Will do. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.